Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield airy weather. Calling for mainly sunny conditions today, a high near 62. Slight chance of showers tonight with increasing clouds. A low tonight only near 50. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. There was some excitement in downtown Fairfield last night. A merchant in downtown noticed water coming from the old firehouse immediately adjacent to City Hall and notified authorities. The cause was a split water pipe within the abandoned facility. The water was several inches deep in the firehouse and infiltrated into the City Hall Council chambers. Fortunately, the chamber has a tile floor, and Mayor Brent McGuire and several city employees squeegeed and helped clean up the mess. Mayor McGuire does not believe there was damage done to City Hall. This all took place around 7 o'clock last night. The firehouse is due to be razed in the very near future and is mold-ridden. More news after this break.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Do you know an accomplished young woman between the ages of 18 to 23? If so, the Ileana Watermelon Association would like to invite her to compete to be the next Watermelon Queen. The winner receives a scholarship, makes paid appearances, and will represent us at the National Watermelon Convention. The Queen competition is more than just a pageant. It is a job interview to represent us throughout the year. It truly is an experience of a lifetime. For more information, visit IleanaWatermelon.com or find us on Facebook.
The New Hope Panthers advanced in the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Renlake College Saturday, defeating Raccoon 45-29. That means New Hope will face Unity Christian Energy in the Elite Eight on Monday afternoon at 4:45. That game will be carried by WFIW-FM 104.9. The Panthers were losing by 1 point at halftime, but went on a 17-3 run in the third quarter to lock away the game. Luke Duckworth led New Hope with 20 points. Gabe Todd contributed 12 points and led the third quarter comeback. Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky are talking about the possibility of more heavy rain in the area later this week. Rain is expected to develop as early as late tonight and last through at least Thursday. As much as 2 to 4 inches of rain is a possibility at this point. Rain would likely cause area rivers to rise quite a bit. The Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning, was at 23.2 feet, more than 6 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Down at Carmi, the stage Saturday night was 27.5 feet, about a half foot over flood stage. A slow fall is expected at both locations. In other news, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death of a Buckner, Illinois man missing since last month. Published reports say the body found Saturday morning near Mine Road in Franklin County was that of 42-year-old Alan Willard. Searchers found his body less than 250 yards from where he had been last seen on January 23rd, the report said. Willard's body was found less than an hour after teams set out to search. Franklin County Coroner Marty Leffler said an autopsy was scheduled for Monday afternoon. State Senator Jason Plummer of Edwardsville is speaking out against a pair of proposed gun control bills. Senate Bill 107 would ban the sale or unregistered possession of dozens of semi-automatic firearms or so-called assault weapons. House Bill 888 would require citizens to turn over their social media accounts to state agencies if they want to apply for a FOID card. And Plummer says that is a slippery slope.
You know, folks have implied that anyone that wants to apply for a permit to get a weapon, not apply to buy a weapon, apply for a permit to get a weapon, has to turn over all their social media accounts to the government. And I just, that's very frightening to me. It's very 1984. And, you know, we need to focus on enforcing the laws that are already on the books and providing resources to our law enforcement personnel, not creating more laws that are just going to be loopholes and expenses for good law-abiding citizens.
The Illinois State Rifle Association says it's gearing up to challenge all kinds of measures impacting gun owners if they were to pass. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker said he's open to considering gun control measures. The Illinois State Police is boosting enforcement efforts for the Super Bowl weekend. Kim Howard has the story.
More troopers will be on the roads this weekend looking for what they call the Fatal Four: speeding, drunk driving, not wearing a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Trooper Mindy Carroll asked people to celebrate the game responsibly.
In these days, there's so many ways to be responsible. You know, you can take a cab, Uber, Lyft, whatever it is. So we just urge people that if you're going to celebrate in this tradition, to do so safely.
During last year's Super Bowl weekend, state police issued more than 2,300 tickets and investigated 3 alcohol-related crashes. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Despite Foxconn's failed promise to bring a bounty of blue-collar factory jobs back to the Midwest, its development center will be staffed instead by scientists and engineers, and it still could cause environmental headaches for Racine County. Trim L. Gomes has more in this report.
And says it's still committed to that, citing a shift in the global market as the main driver for its change in plans. But its environmental footprint remains the same. Michael Warner with the Lake County, Illinois Stormwater Commission says they are still moving forward with an engineering study to make sure the county's watershed improvement projects won't be harmed by runoff from the Foxconn site.
The design is moving forward as far as we know. So our study doesn't look at the financial arrangements that Foxconn had with Wisconsin, nor does it look at jobs. It's completely about environmental impacts.
Warner says he expects a draft of the county's impact study will be ready by mid-February, in time for a public review at the county's March 7th commission meeting. I'm Trammell Gomes.
Frontier Community College is offering a barn quilt painting class for students to create a custom work of art. The project will be completed over 2 days, Thursday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 23rd. Space is limited, so students are encouraged to register soon. A barn quilt is a large piece of painted wood that resembles a single quilt block and decorates the side of a barn. The artwork has become a major trend across the Midwest, and many homeowners now display their painting on their house, garage, or front porch. The barn quilts will be a two-step process for students. The class will begin on February 21st from 6 to 8 p.m., and students will review their designs and tape the 22 by 22 board to prepare for painting. Students will return on February 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. to paint the design and produce a customized barn quilt. Both class sessions will meet in the open area of the Workforce Development Center on FCC's campus. Cheryl Harrell will be the instructor. The barn quilt painting class will cost $45, and all supplies are included. To register, you can call the college at 842-3711 and reference CRN 62274 when calling. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Hey, this is Jared Voppel at Voppel Home Furnishings in McLeansboro. I'd like to invite you to come down and look over some of this fine furniture, appliances, and bedding we got. I'll make you a deal that you can't stand to walk away from, and we'll finance it or give you a long time to pay for it, no interest. We'll deliver it to you, put it in your house, and if you need customer service, we've got world-class customer service. Come see me, south side of the square, downtown McLeansboro.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. In area deaths, 93-year-old Crossville resident Farrell Jacobs died Friday at Premier Healthcare of New Harmony in New Harmony, Indiana. Farrell was a homemaker and worked alongside her husband on the family farm. She was an active and faithful member at different times of both the Crossville Missionary Baptist Church and the Church of Christ in Crossville. After her husband's death, she enjoyed working cleaning the post office in Crossville and took pleasure in helping several people cleaning their homes and hosting dinners for her family and friends. Surviving are a daughter, Patsy D'Amico of Lynnville, Indiana, a daughter-in-law, Ruth Yates, sons Glenn Jacobs of Calvin and Charlie Jacobs of Carmi, grandchildren Stephen Michaels, Eric Michaels, both of Evansville, Brian Michaels of Gillette, Wyoming, Michael French of Carmi, Rebecca Fishback of Owensville, Indiana, and Tyler Jacobs of Carmi, great-granddaughters Allie Michaels of Gillette, Stephanie Claiborne and Emma Michaels, both of Evansville, Madison and Morgan French of Carmi, Elena Fishback of Owensville, and great-grandsons Dean Michaels of Evansville, Mason French of Carmi, and Liam Fishback of Owensville, great-great-grandsons Beau Claiborne of Evansville, and Philip and Willow Michaels of Gillette. Visitation for Farrell Jacobs will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. Burial will follow in Stokes Chapel in Crossville. 77-year-old Reinerd resident Joyce Kingsbury died at her home on Tuesday. Funeral services for Joyce Kingsbury will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in rural Sisney. Visitation will be held prior to the funeral from 10 to 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be directed to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at wfiwradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
Business is done differently in the digital age. Companies need consultants who are highly trained marketing specialists. There is an opportunity currently for someone looking for a career based in Fairfield. 59% of the business owners surveyed in Fairfield say they are interested in learning more about customer service, social media, marketing, and technology. You can teach them. Call me, Mike Dreith, at 618-842-2159 and express your interest.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Health Mart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Health Mart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's your sports update for this Sunday, February 3rd. Junior high boys basketball yesterday at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Wren Lake. It was New Hope over Raccoon 45-29. Goreville beat Selmaville 55-52. Steelville St. Mark's over Altamont Lutheran 47-39. Energy Unity Christian beat Olney St. Joe 50-36. Boys High School basketball, it was Wayne City over Flora 46-41. Flora won the JV game 42-28. At the Benton Rich Heron Classic Shootout, Gorville defeated Carmi-White County 50-47. Cesar Valier over Edwards County 56-48. Harrisburg over Anna Jonesboro 53-48. College basketball yesterday, Illinois beat Nebraska 71-64. In overtime, Indiana beat Michigan State 79-75. Kentucky over Florida 65-54. North Carolina beat Louisville 79-69. Duke over St. John's in top 25 action 91-61. It was Kansas over Texas Tech 79-63. Iowa State beat Texas 65-60. Arkansas over LSU 90-89. Virginia Tech over NC State 47-24. In the NBA yesterday, Charlotte beat the Bulls 125-118. The Pacers over Miami 95-88. National Hockey League, the St. Louis Blues over Columbus 4-2. And the Blackhawks over Minnesota 2-1. On the national sports schedule today, the big day, Super Bowl 53, the New England Patriots taking on the LA Rams down in Atlanta. That's your sports update for today. I'm Darren Cottle. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield Erie weather, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny, a high near 62. Slight chance of showers after midnight tonight with increasing clouds, a low near 50. 40% chance of showers Monday with a high in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 47. Wednesday, showers likely, a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, a high in the low 60s. Showers Thursday, again a thunderstorm possible, a high near 57. Mostly sunny and colder Friday, a high in the mid-30s. With sunny skies, the present Fairfield temperature is 37.